Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Power Cat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the Overtime, the PowerCat Overtime Podcast. We're sponsored by Taco Lucha and So Long Saloon at the corner of 12th and Morrow, right there in the heart of Aggieville. Tasty.
Lucha and Saloon.
Hold on, Gills, I don't have you on. There we go. Can Ryan Gilbert and Zach Carlson with me, Tim Fitzgerald, here in the GPC studios. There are no dogs at the moment in the studio.
They will be.
Yeah, they'll be scratching at the door shortly. I had to cut it out. Did I just hear it? I had to cut it out of the questions podcast, but they will make an appearance here, I'm sure. I'm a little more loose with the rules on this show, as they say. I'm looser, Gills.
He's a naughty boy.
Okay.
hey, folks, I know you tune in here for the insights and humor of the incredibly talented staff here at Go Power Cat. But we're not going to have many sound drops this week because I'm on vacation, so I had to do this before I went on vacation. And, folks, I want to get on vacation, not sit here and put in Anchorman quotes, which I just did right there.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Yeah.
And that's the one bit you get.
It is. It is. You know, I put a little extra mustard on last week. I put a little effort in, and we got some good feedback. I tried something different. It seemed to work. Seemed to find a little groove there.
He's an idiot. He's always been an idiot.
Zach still didn't listen. That's what Zach does. He doesn't listen.
The chips did it for me. Yeah, that was an unforgivable offense. It was unforgivable.
We're finding out why Zach doesn't have a long-term relationship. The sound of eating chips is enough to end his relationship with the Power Cat Podcast in terms of listening. He'll still talk to it, but he won't talk nicely behind its back.
It's a one-way relationship.
Again, we're sponsored by Taco Lucha and So Long Saloon, two staples of Aggieville. If you haven't been to Manhattan recently, they now have what are literally called corrals.
You two are trading horses and you need me in the corral.
On the sidewalk for customers. They are fenced in areas in which they can serve alcohol out on the sidewalk. And on a lovely day, So Long and Taco Lucha will have their corrals packed with people. But don't worry, they turn their tables incredibly well because they have outstanding service, except for one bartender that works at Taco Lucha, and he stinks to high heaven.
He's becoming aggressive.
Wonder who that is.
Ryan Gilbert's actually a really, really good bartender.
Yeah. Don't lie. I don't lie.
I'm not just blowing smoke here. He does a good job. They actually like him there.
No way.
It's shocking to me. I know it's got to be shocking to you, the listeners.
I'm good at making you wet your pants.
That's so true. That is so true. Thanks for bringing that up. No Cole this week. He's back in Kansas City. Did the questions podcast with us by phone, and I had to cut up more of that than I will have of this one. That makes sense, Zach? Did that come out right? I usually don't have to edit a lot on the questions, but between talking over each other and the dogs being dogs, I spent a long time with the questions. Yeah. That's why you get no sound in this. I'm punishing you, the listener.
He's lying! He's lying! He's lying! He's lying!
For screwing up the good podcast.
Zach, take it all away. Right. Let's go.
From I Like Pickles Cat, who in college sports looks like they smell the worst and the best? I have David Shaw smelling of rich leather and mahogany and Jim Harbaugh having coffee breath. And you can talk about players, coaches, broadcasters, journalists, etc. I'm going to say that Jim Nance smells like the Masters.
Just like...
Just Augusta National...
Fresh cut grass is his...
Is what Jim Nance smells like.
Hunter Pence came to my mind. I don't know what exactly he smells like, but it's not good.
What are you talking about?
Is that college football or... It's a... Baseball player.
Professional baseball player.
Oh, is it college?
College sport. Shit.
Fitz, edit that out.
No.
I'm giving you stuff to edit.
No. So I'm not editing it out. I'm even leaving it in your oh, crap. There's another one. I'm going to go with, on the college football side, Mike Leach looks like a guy that pulls his clothes out of the dirty laundry so it smells musty. It's like, oh, man, I didn't really have time to do wash this month, so I'm wearing this shirt for the seventh time. He just seems like that kind of guy.
Mike Leach is the type of guy that doesn't wear deodorant because of the chemicals in it. I think that is the type of person that he is. He smells terrible.
As someone who's become that way, I would agree, but my deodorant works.
Okay.
I hope. Hope. Best smelling in college football, probably Lincoln Riley. He smells like $100 bills and
deception.
No, Lincoln Riley smells like Old Spice Fiji.
Hey, that is.
Is that a personal attack?
It's the worst one.
Really?
It's the worst one.
Okay. Guess what I use?
Well,
is it something I can't smell? Have you ever been to Fiji?
No.
Then how do you know it smells like that?
This is true.
Like all of the other Old Spice flavors. Smell. I'm not eating them. Don't look at me. I'm not tasting. All the other ones other than Fiji are the best compared to Fiji.
How's Old Spice Jacksonville smell?
Fitz, where'd you get that water?
You like that? Yeah.
It's fancy.
It's core.
It's from Big 12 Media Day.
I was thinking the same thing.
Big 12 Media Days, but only the first day because they did not have any after a certain period on the first day.
I like it. It's water, but it's perfectly pH balanced. Supposedly the best pH water out there. It's a free ad for them.
Hmm. Matthew Meyer at Baylor, at now Illinois, smells like McDonald's.
That sounds like personal experience. The way you said that made it sound like he's from Baylor. He smells like McDonald's. I know because he landed on me.
Yeah.
Nearly broke my laptop. You wish.
Okay. Next question.
Okay. From Emo Wildcat 82. What foods can you not stand, but others think are okay?
Guacamole.
Fish.
Milk. Put a dog on a sponsor here real quick. Raspberry bean dip.
Whoa! Controversy arrives in the overtime. How do you not like that?
It's just, I like beans and I like raspberry. I don't like them together.
You don't like cheese?
I don't really care. Cheese? Well, is it cream cheese? Whatever it is. Yeah.
Pepper jack.
I'm not really a cream cheese guy. So that's probably why.
So raspberry bean dip doesn't work for you. Do you like women?
It's okay if I didn't.
That's true.
But
do
I do.
Do you like basketball?
Sure.
How do you feel about women's basketball? Is that like the raspberry bean dip question there? You don't have to answer. You don't get in trouble here.
It's so random.
Yeah, I hate guacamole. I don't understand why people eat that nonsense.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to vomit.
Milk is disgusting.
Milk
That's
is
a great
disgusting.
Take.
I've never liked milk. Never.
I agree. Milk sucks.
I have a friend, a really good friend who despises lettuce.
Huh.
For the taste and smell. Do you think of lettuce having a taste or smell? Is Daphne fly hunting?
Yeah.
She sucks. Yeah, oh, dude's in here too. They suck so bad at fly hunting. They chase it and they lose it and then they're the worst. They're the worst hunting dogs ever.
I like lettuce. Back to
how do you say you like or dislike lettuce?
Right.
You know, it's lettuce.
Yeah.
It's a leafy green. It's flavorless. Has minimal caloric impact. Yeah. As long as it's not like the core and like you got it cut. If it's well cut lettuce, you shouldn't really have a problem with lettuce.
Well, he claims he can taste it. He claims he can taste it. And but I agree with you. I think it's probably just that cheaper part of the lettuce. So this is going to get really busy here because this fly is buzzing through the studio. Let's move on.
from Wyatt Bullinger 15, who was a naughty boy on the Questions podcast.
He was a naughty.
What did he do? We got to throw me in here.
He pushed the limit.
He asked two questions. Oh, and his second question was really good, and I had included it, but I forgot to put the name next to it. So I had to go look up what the name was, and I was like, ah, Wyatt.
And you're still going to include him on here? No punishment?
No, he got punished. He only got one question on the podcast.
Okay.
So and I, he got called a, and he got tested and he got called a naughty boy in the thread and here.
Apparently, it was a great question, but I didn't hear it. I don't know what it was. But here's
anyway, here's his question. What is the favorite flavor of snack pack pudding for each GPC staff member? And he says that if anyone answers with tapioca, he is immediately unsubscribing for 1 month as a protest. And for the record, his favorite is the lemon flavor.
I'm unsubscribing to you.
So what are my options here? I'm not familiar with this.
I don't eat pudding out of a plastic container. This is an elementary school. I don't know.
I do it once in a while. I mean, pudding's got its moments, but yeah, it's not something I buy on a regular basis. But mine would be the chocolate with caramel. That's my favorite.
Vanilla.
Chocolate vanilla is good. Do you just like vanilla?
Vanilla.
Vanilla?
Just
is Wyatt going to unsubscribe if I say I don't want to pick any of them?
It's fine. It's, like, you don't eat a lot of stuff.
I'll go
like
with
that.
Jell-O. Does that count?
That's okay. Yeah, you don't eat a lot of that kind of stuff. You're a healthy eater, man. It makes me sick. You're weird.
But like,
here, you want a bite?
No.
Pudding has to be one of like the lowest level snacks, right? Like no one's like going, could really go for some pudding right now. Like
I actually really love pudding, but it does feel like you've gone back to dude just fart.
That was the dog.
Dude, did you just fart really loud?
Sorry. I farted.
It feels like you're regressing if you're eating pudding out of a little cup, like you become eight again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the technology of the pudding cup has not advanced dramatically in my lifetime, and I'm troubled by that. We're dealing with 1970s pudding technology, and we should be more advanced.
If you say so.
Are you a yogurt fan? Do you like yogurt?
I love yogurt.
What if, have you ever had a Go-Gurt?
I don't like the Go-Gurts.
Okay, now you got me going.
Yeah. You can't complain about innovations in food delivery with pudding, which is close to yogurt, if you're not willing to eat a Go-Gurt.
No, I'm not going to go with you on that. Because yogurt, we had just yogurt, which was disgusting. Just
Yogurt,
just it's unflavored. Blah. And then for years we had Yoplait, which was like the sugared up candy flavored version of yogurt that's really bad for you. Now you've got really good Greek yogurts with actual fruit in the bottom of the cup that you mix together, and that's my brand. I'm not going to mention them right now because I'd like them to sponsor me, and you know, be like when I start a bike team or something. Yeah, be my yogurt sponsor. Anyhow,
no.
Yeah. Dude, what are you doing, man?
Are you talking about Danimals? Danimals?
No.
Danimals was drinkable, though, too.
Stuff was good.
Do you want a pudding that's drinkable?
That's weird.
Then what are we complaining about?
I just
about the innovation
like,
of pudding.
I feel like now, look, when you go to McDonald's, in 1978, you order a large, and it looks like what's now the smaller medium drink, right? I feel like yogurt technology should be, instead of getting like six or eight little cups, you get two bowls. You know, you just get super-sized pudding bowls. You can put your face in and go...
That was not a soundbite, everybody.
I'm sorry, Fitz, but the market, there isn't a market for people that eat more than one serving of yogurt. Like
pudding or yogurt?
Yeah, whatever. I'm talking about yogurt here. Like, you don't need six yogurts, and you don't need a supersized thing because you want more yogurt.
I don't need supersized yogurt. I want supersized pudding because pudding's delicious. And one little cup isn't enough of pudding. Then you get the second cup, and now you're some kind of glutton because you've had seven cups of pudding when all you wanted was one big vat of pudding in which to put your face and eat until you couldn't breathe. I don't even know what I'm saying now. But anyhow, better yogurt delivery would be great, and I wouldn't mind the little go-pud yeah, little thing. I squeeze the pudding right into your mouth like it's a never mind. I wouldn't mind that at all. That sounds kind of delicious. I could be driving down the road eating my pudding, squeezing a stick into my mouth.
from Jim Cat.
Thank you.
Who has the best French fries in Manhattan? And Jim Cat's answer is Tap House.
Mm. Well, we can't answer anything else but So Long.
I'm seriously going to answer So Long. I'm not even a big fry guy. We've talked about in the podcast, Zach always gets to eat my fries, but rarely at So Long.
Not recently, because we go to So Long all the time. Yeah. Oh, dude nearly got the fly there.
Oh, my gosh. These guys are... They're so bad at it. It's epic how bad they are at fly catching.
Jeez.
Okay. Chick-fil-A's fries aren't bad.
I can't
stare at Riley because I know he's... I bet Riley disagrees with that.
I can't say you can pick a chain for fries. Okay.
Well, sorry about
it. I do like their waffle fries quite a bit. I'd stop getting them. I'm a good boy. I'd stop getting them.
I haven't had them recently, and when we're talking recently, like within the last like 12 years, but like the country club always had good fries.
Well, at the country club, eating the French fries.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk shit on fries?
Yes, you can talk.
Sure.
Tanner's fries are awful.
Don't talk shit on the country club fries.
They were good, though.
You don't like that place's fries?
No.
Why? What's wrong with them?
They're just bland.
Bland.
Yeah.
Mm. That's why you gotta get tots there.
Me at Midnight went there a couple weeks ago, and I was not impressed.
Yeah, I always got tots there because tots are delicious. We've established that. They're an important part of my diet.
You're so fat!
Probably So Long right now. Oh. I mean, that's...
He's such a doofus.
They're growling at Marcus Watts.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
That eye black looks very much like the fly.
The fly just flew right by me. It's up there by Marcus Watts. There's a guy that looks like he smells.
So we're going. Are we going So Long? Is that all?
Oh goodness! Yeah, all around. Yeah, unanimous.
The humans will be right back.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
From Eric Schneid, if you could remodel concessions at the Bill or Bramlage with local fare only, what restaurants or breweries are you including?
So Long.
I'm going Varsity Truck.
That's a pretty good idea. Varsity Truck.
Sure. I mean,
Sliders turn, from So Long. Tacos from Lucha.
The grilled cheese mac and cheese should be a Manhattan flagship. Like, this is where it was born type kind of place. Right. Like, just claim it. Yeah, like, act like it's yours. Other restaurants should be trying to mimic the Varsity grilled cheese mac and cheese. Like, it should be on every menu at a local restaurant in Manhattan type of thing.
I don't disagree with that at all.
It's like the bean dip. It's unique. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Right?
Or the Nancy.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all in on that. I think we need Varsity Donuts available at games. That'd be kind of fun. I'd enjoy that. Why don't they have donuts at games? That sounds like a pretty good thing to eat at a ball game.
You know what I miss the most about Sprint Center was that Quick Trip that they had in there for a few years.
Did T-Mobile get rid of it?
No, it's been years. It was well before T-Mobile. I mean, it probably only lasted in there for 5, 6, 7, 8 years or so. It wasn't very long in there. Maybe like
I remember
like
that.
2015. But there was a Quick Trip in there, and it was, I don't know if they had like roller meat. I would, if I was doing a Quick Trip in an arena, I'd put in roller meat. But the best thing was all the prices were Quick Trip prices. You get a slushy for 99 cents.
That's probably why they went out of business.
Yep.
Probably, but their rent was really high.
But I think that arenas would, geez, guys
and girls,
and girls. The arenas would be better if they just did more volume and at a less price.
Keep talking.
I don't know what else to say.
Food.
I went to catch the fly. And it flew
it's away. Over here.
You're worse than them.
I got up. The flies. This fly's smart. This fly's got a lot.
He's
going
older.
On.
Oh,
it's right.
Dude's gonna ruin
he
the.
Have as much
oh no no,
track.
No 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 no. Good. You.
Did I just hold on to this the whole time?
Basically.
Jeez. Okay. Probably Vista. Need some. You want some Manhattan Fair? Some Vista. Okay. And then I don't know. I don't know.
But it's really kind of sad when you think about how many local restaurants there are in Manhattan, and you really start counting them on your hands.
I was trying to think.
I mean, but my other restaurants I like, what, Bourbon and Baker going to have small plates at the stadium? I don't think so. Wine Dive going to have a wine selection at the stadium? I don't think so.
I mean, chicken and waffle sliders? That'd be good. You know?
This is the background to this is just awesome. This dog's
there's two in here
growling.
Now.
Oh, they're dueling. Lovely.
Oh, great.
Fitz needs some fly tape.
There's two now. I love this.
Oh, boy.
Chaos. Oh, I'm reading the questions, so I should probably move this on, huh?
Yeah.
From Calm Manhattan Waters, what is your opinion on tournaments holding third place games?
Nope. If you lose, you don't want to go back and play. State tournaments do that. The NCAA used to do it. They used to have a third place game, which is so weird to think about. Can you imagine losing in the semifinals of the Final Four and then having to come back two nights later and play?
Did K-State ever play in a third place game?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever win? I don't think they ever won the third place game, did they?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I think they went 0-2. Yeah. Every Final Four they went to. Possibly.
No, they
don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
Oh, they have been.
They should have won, but
Ernie
Barrett was hurt.
Right. Yep. I'm fine with them if there's like a trophy or like a bronze medal. Like if it's the Olympics, yes, you should have a third place game for the bronze medal.
Agree.
There should be that. World Cup, I'm fine with them having a third place game because it kind of establishes who the third best team was in that tournament. It only happens every 4 years, so I'm good with third place games in the World Cup. Especially gives you an extra game for the host country to have. Another opportunity for fans to go to a game. Good with that. Youth sports, not really. I don't think you need one.
I guess I see it for high school, like the state tournament, you know.
It's the same logic you just had with the World Cup.
I think for state tournaments, yeah, I'm fine with them having third place games. Plus, but if it's like, you know, if you're a traveling youth baseball team and you're U-12s and you make it to the semifinals of a tournament on a Sunday.
Right. Go home.
Do you really need you've played six games already this weekend.
Give out
do
two
you really
third
need
places. You tied for third, go home. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I think you should have third place at a dog show.
Well.
Oh my God, these guys are idiots.
This is incredible.
This is
incredible.
The best part of my week right here.
Anyway, last question of the
already?
Overtime. Already. There was only seven questions.
Wow,
this is gonna be the quickest overtime.
Sorry. Yeah. We were being nice to Fitz tonight and this week.
Okay.
From Eric Schneid, pick one fictional athlete from a sports movie as a recruit for a K-State team for the upcoming year.
Roy Hobbs.
Go pick me out a winner, Bobby. And then when I walked down the street, people would have looked and they would have said, there goes Roy Hobbs, the best there ever was in this game.
And his bat. Yeah, Roy Hobbs. They'd be playing in the College World Series. They had Roy Hobbs.
Never heard of this movie.
What is wrong with you?
The Natural?
Nope.
Okay. That is, I hope I got my
I'll add it to my to-do list.
Oh, it's so good. So good. Who else?
I'm going to add Calvin Cambridge.
Who's Calvin Cambridge?
Idea. Calvin Cambridge, played by Lil Bow Wow, is the star of the movie Like Mike, a movie where an orphan finds a pair of sneakers that happen to be worn by Michael Jordan, and he gets them, and he gains super basketball ability, and he is like a 12-year-old playing on a fictional NBA team.
Hmm. That sounds it's a documentary, right?
It's a documentary. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a documentary.
I personally think the way basketball recruiting is going, they got some openings. You know, they need some more players. Jerome Tang's talking about not even filling all 13 of his scholarships. How about if they sign Teen Wolf?
You still want to dance with the Wolf?
That guy had some mad ups. Plus, he's very intimidating on defense because he's a wolf. But can he's a teen.
We make fun of you for how you say Italian.
Yeah.
You say wolf.
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 It's a woof. Woof.
I did not. Wolf. Teen Wolf.
Wolf.
He added the L there that time.
Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Wolf.
Wolf. I do kind of leave out
L. You leave out the L a lot. Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf. It's in there.
But that's also another Kansas thing, too, is pronouncing wolf.
You know what I do all the time, and it drives me crazy because I can't stop? Tuh. Kansans use it a lot. Midwestern people use it a lot. Like, you don't even realize you're using it to go to the store. We say tuh instead of to. Yeah. Or,
I'm going to the store.
I pick it up a lot with other people. Gills, you got any characters from movies that...
Well, I know this isn't a sports movie, but...
Oh, boy.
Casper is a character, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned basketball. He should just have Casper sit on the bench, and nobody can see him because he's a ghost. But he's there, so that's why they don't have all of their scholarships filled.
I see.
Does that make sense?
I see.
To you.
Can I pick LeBron James starring as himself in that one movie with Amy Schumer, but as a football player because he still has football eligibility?
Oh.
Sure.
Smart.
He wouldn't have football eligibility. He's too old.
At this point, yes. But 10 years ago during the lockout, that was a fun conversation to have.
I just totally spaced off the name, but I'd probably have Gene Hackman as our basketball coach. Sorry, Jerome. You're out.
Well,
this old guy that has old ways of doing things and carries around a piece of paper that probably has nothing on it.
Talk to guys I coached 40 years ago, and it feels like I'm still their guy.
Probably has like his shopping list.
I'm shocked that neither of you guys have mentioned anything with Ted Lasso yet.
Oh,
I know if
we don't have him in soccer. What are we going to do with this?
Why? Ted Lasso is an American football coach.
Yeah, he coached at Wichita State.
They had to get rid of the program. It was that bad.
Yeah, and then Ted Lasso had to go to Europe because he was so embarrassed by what he did.
And then he goes and gets a team relegated.
I probably would play.
How did they not sack him? Seriously.
I would replace Gene Taylor with the owner in a second. I'm sorry, Gene. She's just more attractive than you. You're out. Yeah, I don't know.
That's very off topic from what the question actually was. I don't think that she can be a recruit for a K-State team.
Have I watched a good sports movie? Like, it just doesn't seem like there's good sports movies out anymore.
No. When was the last good sports movie?
Top Gun? About beach volleyball?
I mean, I'm thinking like Ford versus Ferrari, but that's motorsport. So it's not an actual...
That was a
sports
movie.
That's the last movie I saw in theaters, by the way.
Wow. That was released in 1983.
Yeah. The guy that played Batman was in it.
Hey, since we're short here, are you going to go see Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, eventually, if I remember, before they take it out. Because it feels like movies right now, they aren't producing a whole bunch of them. You know, they're still kind of ramping back up production. But
well, they're moving a lot of them to streaming.
But it feels like... they'll put them in the theaters for a couple weeks and just say, you waited a month? Too bad.
I think this will be out for a while.
I think it will be, too.
You've never seen Top Gun, have you?
Nope.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! No interest.
What?
Why do you hate America?
I love America.
We just came off Memorial Day, and
it's too late. I can't. I got to wait till next year to watch it. God.
What was Maverick's sidekick? That
Goose, the gun, Goose. The Top Gun.
Goose. Did you remember Goose on Memorial Day? Goose had sex with Meg Ryan. I think that's pretty significant.
In the movie?
Hey, Goose, you big stud!
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Well, he didn't show it.
Oh, okay, I'll watch it now. Oh, they didn't show it. Never mind.
But he had...
I guess that is a sports movie because it's about volleyball.
It's about beach volleyball, yeah. So with the backdrop of fighter jets.
Yeah, I'm not sold on this movie.
Oh, my gosh. Top Gun was a great movie. Maybe
apparently everyone's
now.
Saying that this one is better.
This one's everyone's saying this one's. I mean, we're not even talking the youngs that didn't live through Top Gun when it was out in movies. You know, when it was in the theaters. People that would know saying this movie is the perfect follow up, the perfect sequel, and it might even be better.
Like that's rare to say about a sequel movie for anything.
So some would say it's the best sequel I've ever seen.
Hmm.
Which is amazing because
like 30
that's
years
like,
later, right?
Like that's comparing it to The Dark Knight. Because The Dark Knight is a sequel
technically
to
yeah.
Batman Begins.
I want to see Top Gun Maverick. It's weird. It took so long to get released because they had the pandemic and then it got slowed down. But then they kept moving it back and moving it back. So usually that's a sign of suckage. You know what I mean? They're like, well, we got to fix this. How are we going to fix this? But it was the opposite, apparently. They knew what they had, so they wanted to wait till people were back in the habit of going to movies.
Yeah. Smart.
Very smart. Dude's giving up on the fly hunt. This is the world's shortest overtime. I didn't have to do much to it. Why? Because I give up on life. I'm going on vacation. That's why. Stop into So Long and Lucha whenever you're in Manhattan. They're great people. There's one sketchy bartender at Lucha, but he usually leaves his pants on. Little Gills doesn't come out.
Thank you for listening to the Power Cat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Power Cat Podcast, all rights reserved, gopowercat.com.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.